Welcome to another episode of the Spiritually Persistent Entrepreneur with your host, Sharon Wilson, founder and chief inspiration officer of coaching from Spirit Institute and master spiritual business mentor. The intention of this show is to provide transformational tips, tools, strategies, and resources that support and empower you to soar and shine in your business now. Enjoy.
Well, welcome everyone. I'm so excited that you're with us today, and I'm so excited for our guest today. In our talk today, she'll be sharing about how to live your bucket list now and take your business with you. Everybody, we all want to do that. So let me introduce you to our amazing guest today. She supports service-based entrepreneurs to get out of the feast or famine cycle of getting clients and finally build a business that gives them the freedom and flexibility to live their bucket list now. She sold her home and possessions to travel the world, taking her business with her, and she's never looked back. Leveraging her freedom finder formula, her clients build a consistent flow of potential clients they can turn into high paying clients. I absolutely love that. We all want freedom, and she's here to share with us how to do that. So I'm grateful to have with us today, Sherry Kaufelt. Sherry, so great to have you with us.
Hello, Sharon. It is an honor and a privilege to be here.
We are so grateful. And oh my goodness, bucket list and take your business with you. When I heard that, when we talked before, I was just so excited for this because this is really, really, truly the essence, I believe, of what we're all in business for. Once we're really focused on our serving element, it's the freedom, it's to help other people have freedom in those areas. So
absolutely.
So excited. So Sherry, I always ask all my guests, since my podcast is called The Spiritually Persistent Entrepreneur, what does being a spiritually persistent entrepreneur mean to you?
It means so many things, so many things. So the first thing that comes to my mind is giving yourself grace to find your center, to listen to your inner knowing, and to have the courage to follow what your heart wants.
Now that is powerful. I want everyone to just soak that in, because that is so incredibly powerful. And we're gonna talk more about how to do that. So everybody, I really love that you're prepaving that for us. So Sherry, can you share one challenge that stands out that you've faced that's helped you to activate that more in you?
Absolutely. So I go back, what takes me back to 2017. And at that point, I'd had my business for 17 years. And I was always so big of working with my clients around getting clear on what they wanted and then designing their business around what they wanted. And part of that process, and I'm sure we'll talk a little bit more about this, is I myself and I have my clients write a vision letter. And every year I update that vision letter about what I see for myself a year into the future, and really get intentional about painting a picture of what that year is going to look like. And that particular fall, I found myself writing a vision letter. And I had this, I call it my knock upside the head moment, where I just once again, I was writing a vision letter talking about how I wanted to travel full time. And that was my dream, and that I was going to travel more, and I'll put that more in quotes, this next year. And I put down my pen, and I realized, how long am I going to say someday I'll travel full time? And it was really huge for me, because it kind of goes to what I said about being persistently spiritual. I think that's your phrase. Yeah. Is I always felt like I listened to my intuition. I always felt like I had an inner knowing, and that I took action on the things that felt right to me, so to speak. But I realized that for several years, I had not been doing that. And honestly, Sharon, I felt so out of integrity. Because here I was working with my clients every day on get clear on your vision, let's design your business around the lifestyle you want to live. And mostly because of the way I had set myself up to market my business, I was pretty much tied to, at that point, kind of California, because I was, a lot of my clients came from networking and live speaking in California. And if I left for a few months, then obviously my leads were going to dry up. So I literally put my stake in the ground and said, you know, no more someday I'll fill in the blank. And, you know, I'm just curious. I mean, have you ever said that to yourself, or caught yourself saying someday I'll?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And there's always a someday. There's always, or another one, as I call it, next weeking yourself to death. There's always a next week. And all of a sudden weeks go by, months go by, years go by, and we haven't done what we really want to do. So I put my stake in the ground, and within 6 months I had sold my home, put my things in storage, and was off for about a 4.5 month trip planned to Australia. Was in Australia for that long. And I've never looked back. And when I think about being persistently powerful, persistently spiritual, persistently successful, fill in the blank, a lot of it does come back to that. It's like being willing to listen to what your heart already knows and not pushing it down and not saying someday I'll, but instead being willing to recognize it, to internalize it, to listen to it, and then to take action. And that's what I did. And I think that it had me be more aware of my intuition than ever.
Oh, wow. I mean, and that is really, you know, that is a really challenging thing, as we'll talk about too, is to follow that inner guidance, because, you know, there's no guarantees, right? I mean, right. It's just really walking in trust and faith and really putting your money where your mouth is. I mean, that's been your message.
Yeah, you're getting out on those skinny branches.
Right, exactly. So, you know, usually I ask what's the spiritual theme or divine curriculum, but we just talked about it. It really is, you know, having the courage to, first of all, just really get clarity on what you really do want. And then how can you go about starting to build that? How, you know, now maybe it isn't everybody's going to sell their house and, you know, now that's big. Those are big, huge things. And so I know you're going to talk more about how people can start to move towards that. So that's just so fascinating too. I feel the energy of goosebumps when you're talking about it, actually. So let me ask you, where should we start to be able to build a business that allows us to live our bucket list now? So sort of for people that are saying, you know, I've been feeling, you know, either discontented or maybe not feeling as passionate, you know, and a lot of times for people that, you know, have had businesses and, you know, there are different iterations that our business can take. And maybe something that really made us feel passionate before, and you think it really should still make me feel passionate, you really aren't feeling that way anymore, right?
Absolutely.
So how should people who are listening to you saying, oh, that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm doing that someday, you know, well, when, you know, when I have enough money, or when I have enough this, or when I have enough that, then I'll do this. So how should we just start? Where should people start at, Sherry?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of things I'll share. One is to build on what you just said. Mm-hmm. Listen to that. Our language inside our head is a powerful thing. Mm-hmm. And if we listen to our thoughts and notice what we're saying over and over again that's holding us back, those limiting beliefs, for the most part, are the things that stop us from having what our real heart's desire is. Mm-hmm. So just noticing, just watching, how many times do you say someday I'll, or how many times do you say, well, I could never, or mm-hmm. whatever it is for you. Mm-hmm. What are those things you're saying to yourself that are getting in your way of doing and having and being what you really want to be? And one way that I know works for me, and it works for my clients to do that, is to write a vision letter. And I mentioned that earlier, that was how I had my knock upside the head moment. But one of the easy ways that you can get started is to write a letter to a friend that you haven't seen for a year. And you write that letter as if everything that you want to have happen in your life and your business, your life first, notice, and your business has already happened, so that a year from today, you have everything in your life exactly the way you want it to be.
Mm,
and write that letter with every bit of your senses. So what are you seeing? What are you hearing? Who are you spending time with? How are you spending that time? What does your home look like? What vacations are you taking if that's important to you? And all with relationships, I should mention those relationships are really important. What relationships are happening in your life? And then you can go into how does your business fit into that? Because I always tell my clients, you have to get clarity on your vision for your lifestyle first. Then you build a business that fits into that lifestyle. And I shared my knock upside the head moment. I'd even been teaching that for I was 17 years into my business. And like you said, yes, we have seasons of our business, but I was way into my business and was, you know, by all accounts, pretty successful. And I had built a business that didn't allow me to do what I really wanted to do. So let yourself dream. And I don't know about you, Sharon, but I find it, particularly going through COVID, we lost the ability to dream. People got a little bit into a rut, I think, and the world was an uncertain place. And I think that we get to build our dream muscles again and really allow ourselves to believe that whatever we want is possible. I sign all of my emails to what's possible. And anything is possible. You just get to get clarity on what it is that's really important to you. So write that vision letter and then keep it in a prominent place so you can see it. This isn't something you're going to hide. It's also not the only version you'll write. I tend to kind of read mine quarterly and update it annually, but I'll update it more often if my needs change, if my being changes, if my intentions change. So that's always a good place to start and an easy place to start and fun, I think.
I love that. And that gives us something really tangible to write and then really just allow ourselves, as you said, with our senses and just not to have any yeah buts about it. Like we're not writing how it all happened. We didn't write to our friend about how this all came to me.
Exactly.
Right. Because that's the part of ourselves. So say, well, how is that ever going to happen? This is so far away from what is possible now. How am I ever going to be able to do that? So that really, I think as you do that, it turns off that, you know, that voice, right?
Exactly.
Because like this, we're not writing about the how here. We're just writing about what it is and what you want to create. Mm-hmm. So I love that. So is that where we should start to be able to build a business that allows
us? That's really the first step is to get clear on what it is you want.
Mm-hmm. Good. So what do you think stops entrepreneurs from being able to do both? You mentioned before, definitely whatever we're talking about in our head. And I think that so often it's been said over and over again. And I think people really, you know, say, oh yeah, yeah. What's for lunch? Yeah. I know my thoughts create my reality.
Right.
You know, I'm not really paying attention to them that really doesn't matter. I'm not really thinking as many of those kinds of thoughts. So what do you feel stops entrepreneurs to have a successful business and live their bucket list?
Yeah. Well, and mindset is where it all starts. I can teach my clients the best strategies possible. And if they don't have the right mindset, it's not going to work, period. So definitely mindset's where it starts. On a more, I'll use the word practical. I'm not sure if it's the right word, basis. The two things that I see that stops most entrepreneurs from being successful as well as being able to do both, have a business and live their bucket list, are the two biggest enemies, inconsistency and overwhelm. And in my experience, inconsistency drives most of the overwhelm. Because what happens is that being an entrepreneur is not easy. We all know that. It's a lesson in patience and courage and persistence. We brought up that word earlier. And the reality is that we don't, as entrepreneurs, give ourselves and our business time to be successful so often because we're off to the next thing. And honestly, it's not our fault. The reality is the marketplace has created a very noisy environment. And we have people every day telling us the one thing that we should do to grow our business. And if you're not doing a webinar, you're not doing it right. If you're not doing a five-day challenge, or if you're not doing speaking, or if you're not doing this or doing that. And we're being told every day that we should, there's those quotes again, be doing all of these different things. So when we try going out and doing a speaking engagement and we don't get a high-paying client from it, we say, well, that didn't work. I'll try something else. Instead of really, really tweaking and refining and getting better at the marketing strategies that we choose. And so inconsistency shows up so big in marketing that what happens is that we get overwhelmed. Because I call it throwing marketing spaghetti against the wall in this example, because we're throwing all this stuff against the wall and the first thing doesn't stick. So we kind of move on to the next thing. And before you know it, we've got 10 things on our plate and we're overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, put that on steroids if you're looking at living your bucket list and having time to do those things that create that lifestyle that you want. All of a sudden, that's when your business takes over your life instead of fitting into your life. So whatever your bucket list is, mine happens to be travel, but it can be anything that's your bucket list. It can be, you know, being a mom and working 9 to 3 so you can be home with your kids in non-school hours. Or I work with military spouses that get transferred every 2 years and they just want to have their business be seamless when they move. Bucket lists look different at different stages of our life. Mm-hmm. But whatever that bucket list is, you have to have time in your life that you can carve out to make it happen. So if you are inconsistent in what you're doing in your business, and it's true in your life too, if you're inconsistent in the things you're doing in your life, then that can lead to the overwhelm. So when you get clarity again on that vision, go back to step one, it actually helps reduce the inconsistency, which then of course reduces the overwhelm. Does that make sense?
It does. And, you know, I've heard from so many people since COVID, you know, that that have had businesses, just that sense of kind of burnout, you know, being burned out. And you said something really powerful that I had, you know, just got goosebumps. And when you were saying it's such a truism, is it really, you know, I do think a lot of it has had to do with that sense of feeling vulnerable, feeling not safe. There, you know, a lot of things in the marketplace changed, you know, a lot of people that, you know, rushed into the marketplace as well, like in our marketplace online and all those kinds of things. And also just a, you know, just that overall sense of feeling kind of burned out. So, what, you know, so would you suggest that this be a place that people start? Because I think the overwhelm can then lead to the burnout, right?
Yes.
It's kind of like, okay, well, you know, why bother? None of this is working. I don't have the technology or the resources or the people or, you know, fill in the blank, time, whatever. You know, I just can't compete. And, you know, I hear that from a lot of people since COVID, you know, that really, you know, we're doing well before, but then there was just this major energetic shift and a lot of shifts in their own lives, and maybe their bucket list changed and they didn't realize that. So what would you say to folks that are saying that would come to you?
Yeah, you know, first of all, I feel for you because I think most of us have been there, if not recently, at some point in our business. Sure. And businesses do have seasons. So we have to accept that change is inevitable, whether it is driven by environmental effects, you know, or things like COVID or whatever it might be, and give ourselves grace. It goes back to what I said at the beginning. Give yourself grace to know that this is just a season and that you have the power to shift.
Mm-hmm.
To look inside, and I feel like I'm going back in circles again, but to look inside and really get clear on what your vision is.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just start there, right? I mean, because you've got to get clear on what you want. And it sounds so simple, but it is so crucial. And so I know that there are a lot of people are having aha's and light bulb moments here, because if you're feeling that sense of, you know, wait a minute, when was, and I would just ask people that are listening to this, when was the last time, I have goosebumps again, when was the last time you wrote a vision for your life and your business?
You know what I thought you were going to say?
What?
when was the last time you were really happy?
Oh, well, that would be a good one too, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Now I got goosebumps because yes, it's like, it really is. It's like, when's the last time you gave your permission to have a vision? And part of that vision is what does make you the happiest.
Mm.
And again, I'm talking life and business.
Right.
Because, you know, I mentioned the part about the overwhelm and part of the, I mean, I am so grateful, to be honest, Sharon, that I am not a new entrepreneur today.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is so much more noise than when you and I started. Oh my God. And it is so confusing and people just, it's not easy. So, you know, really giving yourself permission to say, I don't want to do fill in the blanks. That strategy is not for me.
Mm-hmm.
If I hear one more person say, I have to do social media. It's like, no, you don't.
Right.
You know, is social media a great strategy? Absolutely. For people that like social media.
Right.
If you absolutely cringe every time you get on the computer and have to go to whatever social media channel it is, it may not be for you. And there is no rule that is written on a stone tablet that says that you have to do social media or whatever it is for you.
Right. Exactly. Oh, goosebumps all over my body, because that is so, so true. We need to do things that align with how we're wired.
Exactly.
Because when we do things with how we're wired, then they're just going to feel natural and joyful and fun for us. But if they don't, that's a sign.
It is. Yes.
That is a sign when you feel like you have to do something and you're dreading doing it. And you think that's going to create aligned people to talk to or align people for your program. I mean, energetically, that's just a mismatch.
Because they can feel your energy a mile away.
Exactly.
I have a tool I use with my clients that I call it the marketing scorecard. Mm-hmm. And it's to help them get clarity on what the right marketing strategies are for them. And I have them rate the strategies on a number of factors for them. But the two most important ones in my mind are what would they be happy spending time doing,
mm-hmm.
and what fits into their lifestyle.
Yes.
You know, if you hate being online, well, then I'm not going to tell you to, you know, do, you know, social media even.
Mm-hmm.
Really. So, you know, it's like you have to pick the strategies that fit who you are, and trying to fit that square peg in the round hole doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows up everywhere. You will feel it and your potential clients will feel it.
Absolutely. Well, I want to ask you one more question, and then we have to have you back, because honestly, I could talk to you all day. And
I love it.
Feel the power of what you're saying. And I know so many people need to hear this, because there's so much, as you mentioned, and I do think when people say it's easier now to start a business than ever, I say no. I say it can be much more complicated, because you feel like you have to do all these different things, and it's just not going to work. You're just not going to be able to do all of those things, and you're going to get scattered. You're going to be unfocused, and then you're going to feel overwhelmed. And exactly, the overwhelm then can lead to burnout, can lead to, you know, just feeling disempowered. I mean, it's just a circle, and no one really talks about that. And I love that you're combining, because, you know, as entrepreneurs, we have to have a holistic perspective about our lives and our business. Why the heck are we doing it if it isn't for both, right?
And I think you hit the nail on the head. It arguably may be easier to start a business today, but I think it's a whole lot harder to be successful.
Ah, there's the key. Exactly. And successful in what? Not just in sales and revenue, but in fulfillment.
Oh, exactly. Yes.
Right. In time available to spend with the ones we love and do the things that we love, that gives us joy, that gives us that energy and is magnetic anyway. So one more question that I know you have an amazing gift for us. So what are the keys to ending? Oh, this is the big question. What are the keys to ending the feast or famine cycle of getting clients? And I think you gave a little preview.
I did. So, yeah. And, you know, in the feast or famine, we've been kind of talking about that in terms of marketing spaghetti and you know, you go get a few clients and then you go busily serve them and then look up and have no money coming in. That's the feast or famine cycle that I'm talking about. And so many newer, particularly entrepreneurs and even established entrepreneurs go through it. Mm-hmm. And the four keys that I'm going to share today, and I could probably go on this for hours, but the four keys I'm going to share today, two of them we have pretty much talked about. So the first one is not having a clear vision, no big surprise based on our discussion. So go do that vision letter. You can do it in, you know, find a quiet place in nature preferably, and just let yourself dream and write down about every area of your life. What is a year from now when you have everything you want? Mm-hmm. And you will be amazed what might come up for you. It's absolutely astonishing sometimes what people write down. So vision is the number one. The number two is also something we've talked around, and it is what I call the rule of three. This is a way for you to get past that throwing spaghetti against the wall for whether it's marketing or whatever it is. Our brains are designed to most easily handle things in groups of three. So that's why a lot of times you'll talk about like three levels of your offer or three choices for your child for dinner. Threes work well for us as human beings. So use that rule to your advantage when it comes to your life and your business. So give yourself three marketing strategies that you're going to focus on. That's it. No more. And really put your efforts into those. Give yourself three levels of your offer. And that's it. No more. No more doing 10 $47 products.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm. Focus on groups of three and prove to yourself, give those things time to work or not work, because some of them won't work, right? And you have permission to change. You're not like signing a contract for life. But when you do that, you will be amazed in your personal life and in your business life, how much time you free up, how much brain space you free up, and how much stress you relieve.
Mm.
So it's the rule of three.
Well, I can feel that already.
Yeah. Then the third one is the old phrase, set yourself up for success. And what I mean by that is that oftentimes we will decide we're going to do something and not really think through the implications for our life and our business of making that decision. And I'll just share with you a very quick client story. Recently, I have a marketing consultant, business consultant client, and she wants to launch a group program. And so she came to a call, this was just like 2 weeks ago, saying, okay, well, I want to launch this group program in October. And I said, okay.
2 weeks ago? She said she wants to launch it in October?
And she wanted to launch it in October. I said, okay.
Okay.
Let's think about that. So I started walking her through all of the things that we would need to get done and implemented in order for her to launch this program in October. And as I kept talking, it's almost like her eyes got bigger and bigger. And she had made that light decision. I mean, it wasn't like she was literally off and running, but she had decided that without really thinking through what it was going to take and the impact that was going to have on her life and her business. Could mm-hmm. she have done it? Probably, if mm-hmm. she worked, you know, 18 hours a day, 7 days a week, and gave up everything else. And would it have been successful as she took the time to really do it, do something smaller now and then have a bigger launch in January, which is what we decided to do, by the way. Absolutely. So set yourself up for success in the decisions that you make. And this can be little and big. I know we probably have quite a few mom listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Moms out there are the biggest opportunities to make decisions on what you say yes to and include, is this setting me up for success in your decision process? So instead of saying yes to the 12 things that they ask you to volunteer at school for, maybe you volunteer for three. Remember that rule of three?
Mm-hmm.
And get more involved in those three things. Same thing in your business. You know, really think through the decisions that you're making and ask yourself the question, am I setting myself up for success here or not? And I'm not telling you, I'm not saying use it as an excuse to let yourself off the hook. You know, it's not like, oh, well, I'm not setting myself up for success, so I'm just not going to do that, when it's really something else underneath that you're afraid of that's stopping you from doing it. So there is a balance, but you get to be clear on what are the things that you're going to do and planning them out so that you set yourself up for success in life and business. So that's number three. And then number four, okay, everyone's heard this. And again, I'm not talking rocket science here. The greatest missed opportunity for probably 8 out of 10 entrepreneurs is lack of follow-up. Mm-hmm. So create a follow-up system with the leads you have, because feast or famine, the reason for feast or famine is that we're not creating a consistent flow of opportunities to talk to people and then following through on those opportunities. So have a simple follow-up system to get back to people after networking events. Have a simple follow-up system to reach out via at least two channels, be it email and a social media channel or something like that, after you meet someone at a networking event or a speaking event or whatever it might be. Have automated systems in place in your business after you do a connection call or an enrollment call with someone that doesn't say yes to you on a next step. Create those follow-up systems so that they're part of your process and they're just something you do, not something that you have to remember.
Yeah.
Because there's a difference.
That's a key. Oh, this is so rich and so powerful. And like you said, we could literally talk hours on each one of those points. Yeah. So that's why we most definitely will have you back to talk more in depth on a couple of those key things. I would love to talk more with you on that. But I know you have an amazing gift for us. So tell us a little bit about this, because it lines up perfectly with everything we've been talking about.
It does. I am going to give our listeners access to a gift I have called 17 Easy Ways to Fill Your Calendar with Potential Clients. Mm. And I have it out there at bit.ly, so the bit.ly link, /SharonGift. And go there. And what you're going to find is a curated list of 17 ways that I have experienced myself. I think I've used probably all 17 of the strategies there, or with my clients, are ways when you are in earlier, I call it startup and ramp up in your business, that you can get people on your calendar. The clients I work, probably about 75% of them use one-on-one calls to get their high ticket clients.
Oh, sure.
And very, very common, with particularly coaches, consultants, service providers. Mm-hmm. So go through that list and you won't be surprised what I'm going to tell you to do. Pick three. There's that rule of three.
I was just thinking that. Okay, three. Three that really line up and jazz you, right?
And really look at that. Now, some of them are really easy. Like one of them, for instance, is include a link to schedule a call with you in your email signature. Mm-hmm. Okay, you can do that in 10 minutes, right? So you could do that one today. You don't even need to look at the report to do that one. And then you can add another one tomorrow, right? Mm-hmm. But pick three that you really want to lean into and that you really want to give the time and intention to implement them effectively. And then you can add something else. And just know that there are hundreds of ways to market your business. These 17, I think, are what I believe are the most effective for startup and ramp up. But don't let anybody tell you that you have to do anything in your business. You know, you get to choose. And as you said earlier, Sharon, absolutely right on. It's like it has to be in alignment with who you are and how you be, or it's not going to work. So go to bit.ly/SharonGift, grab that free gift, and I'd love to hear what you decide to implement.
Absolutely. Well, as I said, we have to have you back on. So I'm so appreciative for your light and your service. Is there anything, Sherry, in closing that you'd like to share with people?
Go be the gift you are. You know, you got into business to make an impact and to create a life that you love. You get to have both. And don't let, don't dim your light. Be who you are.
Well, I just so appreciate you. And I want to really encourage everyone to go and get that. You know, if you're listening, there's no accident that you're here and you're listening to this. So go to bit.ly/SharonGift and start right now. These are some very simple but powerful things to do. And if you really resonated with anything that we've talked about here today, this is your sign. Go get that gift so that you can really allow yourself to live that vision. And you really can. You really can live that vision. And we're here to support you. So Sherry, thank you so much for being here. We so appreciate you. Appreciate your light and all your service. And appreciate you sharing and being so transparent with your journey and all that you moved through as well. So we're grateful to you for that.
Oh, you're so welcome. It was a pleasure to be here.
We'll see you back here next year. Not next year. We'll see you back here next time, everybody. And we see you living lives of love, joy, health, peace, prosperity, and always, always. See you back here next time, everybody.
Do you hate selling, yet love to be of service? In my free masterclass, you will discover 3 soulful secrets to client conversations that feel joyful, easy, and fun. Using these secrets, one of my clients made $8,000 in 1 week, and another client made $100,000 in less than 6 months. Register now at www.coachingfromspirit.com/masterclass.